You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Andrew Mount with you on the latest edition, looking ahead to a super Saturday of racing action. Plenty to look forward to on Saturday. We've got racing at Sandown, of course, and Aintree, also Chepstow, Wetherby, Wolverhampton and Navan through the course of the day. Mark Walton, Will Haler and Ollie Pimlott, your studio team on William Hill Racing Radio. Make sure you join them from a very early start time of 11:35. Mr. Andrew Mount is alongside me. Mr. Andrew Mount, good afternoon.
Mr. Alex Dunn, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, thanks. Yeah, I'm good. How's your Friday been so far?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. I've got a lot of reverb on my headphones here.
Have you?
Can you hear that?
No.
Oh, maybe it's just my tinnitus playing up then.
That's fine. As long as you're okay and yeah. You can cope with your reverb.
No, I've had a good Friday, thank you. And we managed to find a few winners and each-way placed bets between us so far on the radio, Gary Capewell and myself. So, yeah, touch wood, it's going okay. And we've got Chelmsford coming up tonight.
Yes, your meat and drink.
Exactly.
No Chelmsford on Saturday, unfortunately, but there is evening racing at Wolverhampton to look forward to.
And that's where I shall be going on Saturday.
Oh, are you going there?
Yep. And I was planning to go to Huntingdon on Sunday as well, though the 6 inches of snow forecast in the East Midlands does worry me somewhat.
Yeah, it's got a bit chilly over the last few days.
Just a touch.
Obviously, the focus of attention racing-wise on Saturday will be on Sandown and Aintree, but it would be remiss not to mention, obviously, we've just touched on Wolverhampton there. There's a decent enough card at Wetherby. And at Chepstow, we've got a Welsh Grand National trial where some of our old favourites are back, including Bywise and Bob Ford and the like. We are going to mention... Well, we're going to focus on the 1:30 from Aintree, that is the Beecher Chase, and the 1:45 from Sandown, that's the Henry VIII Novices Chase. We're not going to focus in great depth on the Tingle Creek, but we are going to mention it, because obviously it's the big race of the day, in inverted commas. But, as a betting medium, slightly less of an appealing race as it seemed this time last week, Andrew.
Yes, now that Duvan doesn't turn up. We're left with an odds-on favourite in the shape of Fox Norton. And it's still a very intriguing race, though. And we've got Politolog for Paul Nicholls, who won the Holden Gold Cup on his reappearance. Sort of winning from stablemate San Benedito by a couple of lengths. 25 lengths back to the third that day. And, Politolog is... turning into a proper, decent two-mile chaser. Mm. I think Andy Holding's got a theory about him not ideally being suited by the longer trips he's been running over. Spent much last season over 2.5 miles. And, perhaps what he needs is an out-and-out, strongly run 2 miles. Nicholls has got a fantastic record in the Tingle Creek over the years. And, sort of winning it with Twist Magic a couple of times, Masterminded twice, Quarto Star, of course. And not been so good in recent years. But I think in Politolog, he's got another genuine Queen Mother Champion chase contender. And I think were I having a bet in the race, then that one would be the way I'd go, as opposed to 7-4 on favourite Fox Norton.
Yeah, 4-7 Fox Norton, 7-2 Politolog, 14s for Armad and Charbel, 16s for Sir Valentino, and San Benedetto is 20s. I'm really tempted by Armad, I have to say.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that one next because obviously he went off like the clappers in this race last season on his reappearance, finishing 4th of 6 behind Underso. Was only beaten by 3.5 lengths, but at one stage he did look to have the field in trouble. Very disappointing, though, in the Holden Gold Cup behind Politolog. Didn't try to make the running at this, just track leaders that day. So perhaps back at Sandown, where he's run so well in the past, maybe he can leave that poor comeback run well behind. And because Gary Moore at Sandown is a profitable angle,
yep.
He's already had a winner on the Friday. And one of my tactics, a bit like Tom Dascombe handicappers at Haydock, I tend to put all of Gary Moore's in a multiple bet when he runs them at Sandown, and it's been profitable over the years.
Okay. So Ahmad potentially of interest at a slightly bigger price, but you would be back in Politolog if you're going to have a bet in the Single Creek.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, 7-2 currently. We mentioned Ahmad there, who won the Henry VIII Novices Chase 2 years ago and was striking in doing so. That leads us perfectly onto this year's renewal. The 145 is a Grade 1, of course, the Henry VIII Novices Chase from Sandown, almost 2 miles the trip, and a cracking renewal in prospect once again, Andrew. Just the five of them set to run here, but you couldn't ask for a much more exciting group. Brain Power 6-4, 2-1 Finian's Oscar, North Hill Harvey 6s, 15-2 Sorayel, and Capitan is 8-1.
Yeah, we talked about this on the radio on Thursday night, Gordon Brown and myself, and at the time it was Evans Brain Power 7-2 Finian's Oscar. I think there was some doubt about Finian's Oscar running in the race, though. There was talk about going to Cheltenham next week instead. But I said I would have put Finian's Oscar ahead of Brain Power in the betting, which was quite a bold statement at evens and 7-2.
Yeah.
But at 6-4 and 2-1, that's looking a lot more likely now. What intrigued me was their respective records in Grade 1 company. Now, Brain Power has had 3 runs at the top level previously. He's finished 3rd of 6, beaten 5 lengths at Punchestown. Then he was he ran behind Bouvardaire in the Champion Hurdle, finished 8th of 11, beaten 30 lengths. He was only a 13-2 shot, so well-fancied. Then next time at Punchestown, 5th of 10. So, and, you know, you look at his Grade 2 record as well. He had 1 run in a Grade 2 bumper entry, finished 10th of 19, beaten 26 lengths. So when he's running Grade 1 or 2 company, he's run poorly.
Yeah.
And we're being asked to take 6-4 about him in a Grade 1 race. I know he was impressive last time out at Kempton, winning by 28 lengths. On his chase debut, but that record in at the top level does put me off. Now Finian's Oscar, on the other hand, this one's had the 2 runs over fences, winning both of them at Chepstow and at Cheltenham last time out. Now his record in Grade 1 company is completely different. He's beaten Capitan by 5 lengths here at Sandown. That was in the Tolworth Hurdle last year. He's then gone to Aintree, won in a field of 13. And then Punchestown, he's gone to make it 3 from 3 in Grade 1 company. And he's found only Bacardi's, a horse I really rate, too good by a short head.
And that's the only horse he's ever lost to.
That's right. Now, he's had Death Duty 7 lengths back in 3rd that day, and because that one's been in good form over fences since. So, I mean, Finian's Oscar is an absolute machine. You know, I don't think he deserves to be second in the market here. He should be favourite.
Is it because of the trip?
Yeah, very possibly. I mean, it's you know, we're talking 2 miles here, but you know, it's a stiff track. The ground's you know, on the slow side, and because you know, we're only going back 11 months or thereabouts to find him winning here over hurdles by 5 lengths in Grade 1 company over this trip,
beating Capitan, who reopposes this time.
Yeah, so I think he's very versatile with regards to trip, and I mean, I might even throw Capitan in for the forecast with Finian's Oscar, because as their form ties in closely. And of course, you know, I mean, that's good value as well, 8-1 about a Paul Nichols runner who you know, won over fences by 22 lengths last time, was a 10 length chase winner the time before, and is another unbeaten over fences. Got a touch of class about him as well.
And you couldn't rule out North Hill Harvey or Sorayel, who of course were in the same race a few runs back, and Sorayel has since gone on to saunter home at Warwick in a very uncompetitive affair, but at the same time they're both high class animals, aren't they?
Absolutely, and a possible concern about the right-handed track for North Hill Harvey. I mean, the evidence is limited, but he's had 2 runs this way round, both at Huntingdon, finished 2nd on each occasion, although one of them went 14 lengths behind Barter's Hill. So, you know, take that top-class animal out, and he has won. But, yeah, I think I would much rather side with Finian's Oscar than North Hill Harvey's Sorayel or Brain Power.
Okay, Finian's Oscar 2-1 at the time of recording, and as you've heard, has been just nibbled at in the past 24 hours. Who knows what price he'll go off. The other race that we're going to focus on is the 130 from Aintree. We're going to jump back 15 minutes in time for the Beecher Chase over almost 3 miles and 2 furlongs, one of 2 races over the national fences, of course, on Saturday. The Grand Sefton also coming up. I love these races.
So do I,
because it's basically a a slightly lesser version of the Grand National.
Yeah.
And the Grand National's brilliant, and anything that's slightly lesser than it is still very good in my standards.
Yeah, it's a mini Grand National, basically. Yeah. And, of course, we tend to get much softer going than we will get at Aintree in the spring. And they're calling it heavy soft in places, and given the weather forecast, I think heavy, virtually unraceable in places is probably going to be closer to what we're faced with at post time. So for that reason, I certainly wouldn't want to be, you know, going with anything at the head of the weights or at a short price. And you look at you know, recent winners of this race. It's rare for somebody to carry more than 11 stone. Vic Venturi carried 11 stone 12 back in 2009. But since then, the winners have carried 10-5, 10-10, 10 stone, 10-6, 10-12, 10 stone, 10-9.
10-9 last year, of course, was Vieux-Lyon Rouge, who is running again this time. Black Lion, the 5-2 favourite, though, 7-1 for Vieux-Lyon Rouge. The Last Samurai, 8. 9-1 for Highland Lodge. As de May is 11s, 14s for Good to Know, Viva Steve and Western Appoint, and 16s and Bigger the Remainder. The first few in the market, at least, have good, solid, and pretty recent Grand National form.
That's right. Black Lion, of course, was fourth behind One for Arthur last year, beaten just under 9 lengths. Started as the 8-1 favourite that day. But it doesn't always tie in sort of form in the national form with this race. Sort of rare for Beecher Chase winners to go on and win at Aintree the following spring. And I'm going to go with previous Beecher Chase form here and go with Highland Lodge, the 11-year-old for Jimmy Moffat. Making his reappearance 245 days after pulling up in One for Arthur's Grand National. But I love his two runs in this race since joining Jimmy Moffat. In 2015, making his debut for the yard, he won in a field of 17 at 20-1.
That was after having looked really difficult at Sedgefield on the final start for Emma Lavelle, and you thought, hang on, this horse can't win again.
I mean, it's funny, I actually tipped him in the studio. He's one of two I put up in the race. It was when I just started working for William Hill Radio, and it was the pace angle. Aintree over the Grand National fences, generally it helps to be up with the pace, and there were only sort of two who had a prominent running style, and he was one of them. And Jimmy Moffat's got a good, had a good record with horses he took over from other yards, so I went with Highland Lodge that day. Next time out, he wasn't seen until the spring, pulled up in the Scottish National. And then last year, reappearing in the Beecher, he was 20-1 again. And he's short-headed by Vieux-Lyon Rouge. You felt really sorry for him that day, but it was a fantastic effort. The Last Samurai was third under top weight of 11-12, the same weight he carries this time round. But of course, that was gone good to soft ground. It's going to be a lot deeper this time. So I think the Last Samurai could struggle to reverse the form. And I wouldn't read much into Highland Lodge pulling up in the Grand National last time. His wins tend to come, early in the season. He won a point-to-point in March 2011, but since then he's won 5 times, all under rules, all in November and December, and most of them on very deep ground. So everything's perfect for Highland Lodge. He's 9-1. He'd be 9-2 were he trained by someone like Paul Nicholls, maybe even shorter.
Okay. Highland Lodge then. And the thing is, this is his Gold Cup. This is his national.
His derby, his Grand National. Yeah, this is the target. This is what his season will be geared to. Another crack at this race. And again, he's an 11-year-old, but that's age has proved no barrier to success in this race. Hello Bud won it as a 12-year-old in 2010, and then repeated his win 2 years later at the age of 14. Oscar Tyne was 13 when winning this in 2014. So I'd take his it's his time of year, it's his ability to handle the fences. He's got plenty of form in this race, so very confident each way selection. Highland Lodge.
And you look at the SPs of the last few winners: 10s, 14s, 14s, 25s, 20s, and last year, of course, the 8-1 favourite. But still, it can pay to take on those at the head of the market. And I know that you like your trends, and I know that the price isn't necessarily a trend that everybody is going to go, oh well, I'll jump on board with that. But at the same time, if it keeps happening, then there's got to be something in it.
Yeah, exactly. And in these races, though, I wouldn't worry so much about, they'll say, only one favourite's won this in the last sort of so many years. And you think, well, hang on, it's 8-1 the field. Yeah. So that's about right.
Yeah.
So, but, 5-2 Black Lion, much as I respect him, you've been asked to take a short price about a horse who's lost 7 in a row and, is running over the national fences. So it doesn't appeal.
So, best bet is Highland Lodge?
Highland Lodge.
And next best would be?
Finian's
Oscar. Good stuff. Well, enjoy the racing on Saturday, listeners. Hope you're wrapping up warm. We can see pictures at Monmore right now, and it is hashtag winter.
No, that's the telly broken. Oh, it's just interference.
They look a bit cold. I don't think interference has got there. But anyway, Mr. Mount, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Alex.
And good luck with your fancies on Saturday. The same to you, listeners, and we'll catch up with you soon on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.